Okay, so we're really at the tail end, and I think we did an interesting job yesterday. Just to be ma'or the shaila again that we discussed, we wanted to know how an orev is deemed to be committed to his words. So, for example, I said, if I go over to Ruby and I say, Ruby, I want to buy your house. And Ruby says, yes. And then I come to him and Ruby starts packing and I say, I changed my mind. I don't have to buy his house. I didn't do a Maisa Kinyan. If I did a Maisa Kinyan, then I own the money. Then Taka, I already bought the house. So, want to know, how is it that an Orev is deemed to make a real Shibud? How is he Meshabed his Nefesh? Where's the Maisa Kinyan? So yesterday I showed you two chazanishes, one chazanish, but two places in the sefer where he showed the same idea that he said a gevaldig yesod nol kinyanim. This is not the only mahalach, but this was the mahalach we went with yesterday. That kinyanim is a question of gemiras adas. It's all in your head. It's all in your head. And if you have the requisite gemiras adas in your head, that's a maisa kinyan. However, sometimes Chazal required you to do something physical. And now you could break off in two directions. Either to be Megala, as a raya that you had it, or, as we all know, a lot of times we think we have a level of commitment, but until you do something, you see that you didn't have it. So when you did that thing, it shows that you had the Gemiras Das. So in that context, so we wanted to know which Arev, we applied this to the concept of Arev. So the Gemara says, as we close out, V'hilchasa, Arev, Bishas Matan Mos, Lo Boy Kinyan. That means if Ruby is making a loan to David, and at the time of the loan, I say, I'll guarantee it, I'll backstop David. At that moment, if I must have been serious because I see the loan going on. This is the way we're explaining it. There was a level of Gemiras Das. Achamatan Mos, Boy Kinyan. However, if the loan has already transpired, and then I come along to Ruby and say, don't worry, I'll take care of David, so then that could be mere words. As we said yesterday, we saw the Gemara said with Ben Nanas, I find Ruby strangling David on Main Street. And I say, what are you doing? Because he owes me money. I say, leave him alone, I'll pay it off, etc. So the Gemara said, that over there, you need a Kinyan. Why? Because you don't know, maybe my whole idea is Vitzilo Eda. The whole idea was I was just trying to save his life. So therefore, that's what I said. So therefore, after Mount Mos, even without him strangling, to show the requisite amount, I have to do a Maisa Kinyan. However, Orev de Bezdin, yesterday we pointed out this was Machlokas. If Bezdin is now trying to collect money from, let's say, on behalf of the Malva, from the Lova, and the person says, give him a little bit more time, I'll backstop it, give him a week or something along those lines, and Bezdin says, okay, wow, Bezdin, we just saw, Choshev of Bezdin is going to change their Hadracha because of me. So the Gemara says, Lo Boy Kinyan, why? What does it mean, Lo Boy Kinyan, the way we're going? Doesn't need an additional Kinyan. This is enough. He does not like an Orev La'ah. We just said an Ariv Lacher's man needs a Kinyan. No, this is an Ariv Lacher's man. He does not need a Kinyan B'shas. That, you know why? He has a Kinyan. D'bahi ano d'mehemen lay gomer m'shabed nafshei. He doesn't need a formal Maisa Kinyan because he has Gemiras Adas. Why? Covet. Hana. Right? He had the Hana that Bezdin thought he was an important guy. They trusted him. So that's enough to show that he was serious. So now we're Hajjan Lach get Poshet, we're Slika Lulu Masechas, Baba Basra.
He said there last night.
Hajjan Lach Masechas, Baba Basra, Baba Basra, I'm not going to be able to do it.
Moshe intimated that he was going to talk about the Siyum in context a little bit of Parshas Mishpatim. So I was looking towards Parshas Truma. Parshas Truma, we have the Melachas HaMishkan. So Melachas HaMishkan, one of the Kelim in the Mishkan is described in some detail in Bava Basra. That's the Kruvim. So just to reiterate very quickly, so we have Machlokas, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Elazar. Primarily, which way are the Kruvim facing? Are they facing each other or facing the way? Based on an apparent spur between Psukim. In this week's Parsha, it says Pneim Ishalachiv, but in Malachim it says Pneim Alabayas. So the Shita that gets the most press is the Shita that says that the Kruvim were facing each other primarily, because it's a reflection of our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu when they're facing each other. So it shows the Chiba and the connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which happens Bisman Sheh Bnei Yisrael Osim Mitzvah Nishal Makam, but when Chas V'Shalom Ein Osim Mitzvah Nishal Makam, so then the other Pasuk is Megala Bnei, that the Kruvim would turn away. So that's the Shita that we all relate to very well. The other Shita says that fundamentally the Kruvim were Pneim El Habayis. They're facing away from each other, facing towards the Bayis. What about the other Pasuk that says, from our Pasha, that says Pneim El Achiv? It just means that Tzududi, Mitzadidi, that they're not completely away from each other, they're a little bit on an angle, so that they could glance over at each other. What's the Pshat in the Shita that says fundamentally the Kruvim were facing away from each other? How do we understand that? So, Reb Chaim Volozhin, Nefesh HaChaim, at the beginning, explains, based on the very famous fundamental machlokes between Reb Shimon Bar Yochai and Rabbi Shmuel, and Brachas Dav Lamed Hey, how is a person's Avodas Hashem supposed to be reconciling the chiyuv of Limud HaTorah with having to make a parnasa. So Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai says, Layamu Shefer HaTorah Mipicha, you have to learn. What's going to be with parnasa? If you worry about panasa, then Torah matei aleha. So you don't worry about panasa. Malach the nasis ali beacherem. That's Shitas Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Rabbi Shmuel says no. Torah says v'safta deganecha. So what are you supposed to do? Haneg ima deracheretz. You're supposed to combine ima with your Torah deracheretz. So you combine, make a combination between the two. It's a very well-known machlokes. The maskana of the Gemara, as Rabbi Chaim Volozhin understands, is that harbe asu Rabbi Yishmael also be Adam. For the Hamon Am, the Mahalach of Rabbi Yishmael is the way you're supposed to go. Yechidim that are Mitzuyanim b'Torah and Yerushamayim, maybe they can do like Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. But the Gemara says that Harbi Asu k'Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai lo also be Adam. It's the rove, the normal rove for regular people should be to follow the Mahalach of Rabbi Yishmael. So Reb Chaim Volozhin says this is what this sheet is saying. It says that the kruvim are pneim el abayis. That means that we have to not. We don't have our relationship in which we could be constantly loyal mashatara mipicha that we're facing Hashakadosh Baruch Hu directly. Yeah, when Moshe Rabbeinu in the midbar when he was mitzava on the kruvim there it was pneim ish el achiv. That was the Dor Midbar. That was the Dor Deya. So they had no parnasa. They had the man. They had no parnasa to worry about. So therefore, they could be there. It could be Pnei Ishal Achir. But by the time Shlomo HaMelech is making his kruvim, so they're in Eretz Yisrael. Everybody has to work. That's the normal. That's the derech. So it has to be Pnei. So Pnei Malabayis is an indication of that we don't have that direct. Way that we would have liked to be if we didn't have to worry about panas, but it's Pneim El Abayis. But the important thing to remember is, so it's Pneim El Abayis, but it's Tzududi Mitzadidi, that you're constantly looking over your shoulder towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu, towards the Kruvim. Our reality is that we have to be Pneim El Abayis, we have to work to make a panasa. But constantly, our focus should always be looking over our shoulder, looking towards our learning, looking towards when we have the opportunity to be learning. And it's a very, very relevant message for us. Well, I think everybody here is Bali Parnasa, as I can tell. But the Da, for example, is our Atzududi Mitzadidi. Bava Basra was a very, very long haul. There's a little bit Bava Basra fatigue after 176 blot. So, but it's a new start. It's a Rosh Chodesh. It's a time of Chiddush. So we should be Machadish Arad Tzududi Mitzadidi, that although we have to be primarily Pneim El Abayis, but we should be Machadish in our Pneim El Abayis and be Machazik in our Limud. Mazel Tov.
I just have one very deep idea. My own idea is that someone gives you a good kash idea. If someone can show that it's someone else said it before me, I'd be really grateful, because then it's, you know, make me feel like I said something right. But some just a thought I had in Yesh Nochlin, the situation about inheritance, about a woman's status in inheritance. And basically, a woman has, you know, potential identities as a wife, as a mother, as a daughter, and as a sister. And a daughter can inherit. That's Benos Tochar. You know, not if there's a brother, a son and a daughter, is only the son, but basically a daughter inherits. And a sister inherits. You know, if a man dies and he has no children, and his father is deceased, who gets it? Well, we would say his brothers. But in fact, if he has no brothers, just one sister, that sister gets it. So a daughter and a sister inherits. A wife never inherits her husband. Husband inherits his wife, but the wife never inherits the husband. And a mother never inherits her children, but the children do inherit from their mother. Okay, so those are the facts. So it just occurred to me, Tamei Mitzvos, what could this be? It could reflect the roles. Is that basically a daughter who can inherit and a sister can inherit, that's taken, right? If you don't inherit, but you can morish or marisha, I guess, that's giving. So basically, the role is very simple. A wife and a mother never gets anything. She only gives. Daughter and sister, they do both. And just, it's, I think it's real.
yesterday I spoke at length about on that sheet about Mishpatim, so I thought it was appropriate to point out that one of the Makoros, according to the Be'er Gra, the marker for making a Siyum is in the Rashbam and Bava Basra. Yesterday in Parshas Mishpatim, the Ramban tells us, the Ramban al-Torah tells us,
that vayochlu vayishtu vayechazu, that they were having a siyum. That's a marker for a siyum. So it was important that we were finishing Bava Basra, maybe Bava Metzia, Bava Basra, and I'm sorry, Bava Kama, Bava Metzia, Bava Basra all together, Meseches Nezikin, all at once on Parshas Mishpatim. So in Parshas Mishpatim we had Nasa V'Nishma, and we're also having Rosh Chodesh Adar now, which is Kima V'Kiblu. So we alluded to this yesterday. I just want to add one thing now that you've seen the Mishnah in Sanhedrin to show you how even much more it's connected. We view ourselves as the chosen people. The chosen people. We were chosen by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We were handpicked. And yet the Gemara in Avodah Zarah tells us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu went around to the seven nations of the world and offered them the Torah. And each one rejected it. Then he comes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes to Klal Yisrael and says, do you want the Torah? And we said yes. Nasa V'Nishma. So it's not that we're the chosen people, fakert. We chose HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So he was willing to take the 70 nations. And then that leads to another question. What would have happened had they said yes? He actually asked them the I heard once Rabbi Obam said, you know, it's not fair. They have a taina. They have a taina to Klal Yisrael because they actually asked for a sample. So he gave them their Achilles heel. Had Klal Yisrael asked, what would have been the kasha? So one answer that he said, I think he said from Rav Leib Guritz, was with Lashon Hara. Something to think about in terms of that. In other words, that's a big nisayon. We laugh at the Ishmaelim for Arias and for Gezel. Right? Lashon Hara would have been our Achilles heel that we would have had to struggle with. But thank God we didn't ask. Okay, we just accepted it. We got the Torah. But we chose a Kodesh Baruch Hu. We're not the chosen people. What would have happened had God, those other nations would have accepted it? So we pointed out that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was willing to give the secular laws. They were willing to give the 70 nations the Torah, but not bailus over the Torah. They would have had the laws of the Torah, but the idea of lo b'shamayim hi, the idea that Bezdin has the ability to develop the law, Torah Shebal Peh, to paskin, and even when it's seemingly inconsistent with the Ratzon of the Bezdin Shalmala, we're koveh what the halacha is. That was only given to Bnei Yisrael. As an example, we say, Ilu kervanu lefnei har Sinai velo nasan lanu es haTorah. Had you brought us to Har Sinai, and what was the whole point of Har Sinai? It was to get the Torah. Velo nasan lanu es haTorah, dayenu, no. Ilu kervanu lefnei har Sinai, and share the knowledge of the Torah with us. Velo nasan, but not given it to matana. But matana means the following. Matana means a transfer of ownership. It used to be mine, and now I give it to you. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a matana of the Torah. To whom did he give it? So the Bali Masora, to the Sanhedrin. That's the transition. So as an example, we think it's just control over a psak. The Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave control over the world in a certain sense to the Chachamim. I'll give you a couple of examples. Man has relations with an erva, so he gets killed. If the girl is 5 years old, she doesn't get killed. She's not mechuyevus in onshin yet. What happens if she's 3 years old? So 3 years old, he also gets killed. Pachos, less than three, she doesn't get killed because the Gemara says that the basulim come back. So the bee is not a bee, it's like a poke in the eye. What happens if she's 3 years old and a day? She's 3 years and 10 days, and then he has relations with her, chayiv misa. Then Bezdin is ma'abar the shama. We just had it. Guess what? He's not Chayiv Misa. Why? Because the Basulim Mechosrim. Yerushalmi says Beferish, the Basulim Mechosrim. What do you mean the Basulim Mechosrim? She's 10 days after 3, and now she's 20 days before 3. It changes the reality. Another example. We had in Bava Kama. Says somebody's a Muad. An animal is a Muad. Or the same idea of the Muad is that you have it possibly with your wives. She has a Vesas Achodesh. She sees every day, right? It's a Gemara. She sees three times on Dalad. That means the fourth month, you should assume that it's Dalad. So guess what happens? It's going to be Dalad, and then Bezdin is Ma'aber the Chodesh. We had that in today's mission also. What happens? Her cycle is affected. Madna, it's unbelievable. Chazal, the Koach HaTorah of Paskening that was given to Sanhedrin, by virtue of the fact that we were willing to say Nasa V'Nishma, was not merely sharing the knowledge of the Torah, but it was giving the knowledge of the control of the Torah, which is the secret to the control of the world. And one last one, just because there are a lot of these. The Chazon Ish was asked the following question. We know that an animal, what's a trefa? Is a pig trefa?
No.
Pig is not treif. Pig is not kosher. It's a behemoth tmeah. Treif is a kosher animal that's going to die within a year. So one of the simoni treifa is that if it's on something like this, an animal, the cow falls off and hits the ground, so the assumption is it's going to die within 12 months because it fell off more than 10 tefachim. How much is 10 tefachim?
Machlokas.
So let's just say one sheet is 3.5 inches per tefach, which is 35 inches, and one says 4 inches, so that's 40 inches. What happens, they asked the Chazon Ish, if the animal falls off a ledge that's 37.5 inches? Is it a treifa or not? So the Chazon Ish says, it will depend on which bezdin you go to. If you go to a bezdin, that says, we hold the briskish, but no.
If you come
to a sheet, I don't know which one is going to be mekel or machmir, it depends which halacha. If you hold a bezdin that the tefach is 4 inches, so then guess what? The animal's going to live, it's not a treifa, you can eat it. If you hold like the bezdin that says it's 3.5, the animal's going to die. What are you talking about? The whole yesod of treifa, is it going to live or not? Right. The psak of Bezdin, says the Chazon Ish, will determine whether or not the animal is going to live. That's because we said Nasa v'nishma. That's because that we kervanu l'fnei arsina and nasa lano asa Torah. Magid varav liyakov, chukov mishpotav liyisrael. That was for us. Lo asa cheng l'chol gai. For the goyim, it was never. That was, share the knowledge, yes, but not give them the control over the Torah. But that's for Sanhedrin. And that's, we should be zocha to finish Sanhedrin b'mheira b'yameinu in the base of Mikdash, and we shouldn't have bagels and lox. We should be sharing Mir Tashem a carbon toda.
Amen.
Amen.
I just have one thing, less than a minute, if I may.
You can do it after benching. Okay. I gotta go. I'm sorry. It's not part of the schedule. Right? Okay. I'm sorry.